Strange Way to Find Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1892. Lady Vanessa Shotworth rose slowly from her chair and walked out of the breakfast room with her head held high, but with a sinking feeling within her. Once again her stepmother was screaming abuse at her and finding fault in a way that she found humiliating. Yet there was nothing she could do about it. She had risen early, as it was a lovely, sunny day, and she had gone to the stables to take her favourite horse for a ride. Because it was so delightful riding over the fields her father owned, and which had belonged to the Shotworth family for 5 generations, she had forgotten the time. It was only when she was beginning to feel hot and rather exhausted after galloping for so long did she turn for home. The birds were singing in the trees and the flowers were brilliant in the garden. She then walked from the stables where she had left Samson in the charge of the groom and stopped to look at the roses and forget-me-nots that were now fully in flower. "I'm sure Papa would be thrilled to see them if he was at home," she mused. She was wondering if the flowers in India were as beautiful as they were at his home. It had been at the request of the general now in charge of his regiment that he had gone to India for the special celebrations they were making over a battle when they had won a great victory at a time when the English had first taken over India. As he had always loved his regiment and had been particularly proud of it, the Earl of Shotworth had gone as requested. He had told his wife and daughter that he would return home as soon as it was possible. "I will miss you so much, Papa," Vanessa had said. He held his daughter close to him as he told her, "I promise you I will return soon, but you know that the regiment will plan all sorts of demonstrations for me, and I always find it hard to quench their enthusiasm." "They love you, Papa," Vanessa said, "but I love you too, and the house is not the same when you are away." Her father knew, without her putting it into words, that she did not get on well with her stepmother. He had hesitated for quite some years after his wife, Vanessa's mother, had died, simply because he had tried to make his life complete as a widower. As he was very good-looking, many women would have been willing to marry him for himself, and not just his position. But Cynthia Holman had been not only extremely beautiful, but very persistent in her pursuit of him. She too had been married for a short time. She was a soldier's wife, and her husband had been killed in a very small battle, where, strangely, no one else in the regiment was even wounded. The Earl had been commanding officer at the time, and he had thought it his duty to comfort the wife of a man who had not only been under his command, but he was a friend. Having made up her mind that she would marry again and make it a far more prestigious marriage than she had made previously, Cynthia was always at the Earl's side when he least expected it. She was certainly very lovely, in her own way. And because he too was so lonely without his wife, the Earl found that he was putting a wedding ring on her finger almost before he had time to think of what his life might be like in the future. He had already come to appreciate it, that he was too old to continue to command the regiment. He thought, when he retired to his big house in the country, that he would undoubtedly be lonely, despite the fact that his daughter, Vanessa, was at 17, about to leave boarding school and come home to him. After her beloved mother had died, there had been various members of the family she spent the holidays with when her father was at his regiment. Although she missed her mother, she longed more than she had.